This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Thanks for tuning in to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture direct from Oshkosh. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting, and I'm happy to welcome John and Martha King to today's podcast. John and Martha, I understand that King Schools will shortly introduce a new online training product. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Well, hello, Paul.
And hello. We're delighted to be talking to you about it. You know, we're so excited. We've got our private pilot knowledge test course up on the web now. That's in addition to our CD-ROM and DVD courses. And we're going to have the instrument up very soon.
And what it really means for people, Paul, is that people can study no matter where they are, no matter which computer it is, as long as they have connection, a high-speed connection to the Internet. They can even use Macs, which has always been a problem for King courses in the past. So it's just much more versatility. People can study anywhere that they have access to a computer, and they don't have to install it on their computer. There's no programs being installed on their computer.
So now, if I had looked at the CD version of this course and looked at it online, are they in parallel, or is it an entirely new?
Absolutely identical. They function the same way. They still keep track of your progress. They still serve up questions at the end of each segment. You can still keep track of how you've done on your questions, so you can go back and study the ones you've missed, study the ones on a subject area, and so on. So all of the same functionality.
But, you know, actually there's some added functionality because of the fact that it is online. And one of those is that the course, whenever we have changes, we update the courses immediately. And if someone is taking the online course, they have immediate access to those changes and updates. And the other thing is that with the online course, they can, when they're done with the course and they've taken their practice exams, they can immediately print out their graduation certificate and their test endorsement.
Does the web version allow a different kind of interactivity, or is it similar to the CD?
It's really the same interactivity as the CD. There are no limitations by being on the web. The video plays just as fast. The video is just as good a quality. And it's still keeping track of things. And you know, it has all the advantages that you always get when you really have a computer-based program that really integrates all parts of the course together.
Except that you don't have to lug your own computer around. You can take it from anywhere. You know, we've had people who want to study at home and want to study at work, and do I take my, you know, laptop into work and try and study with it there, and so on. And this, by being on the web, allows them to study from any computer, and not just home or work, but out at a hotel or wherever they are that they have a high-speed connection.
And they don't have to carry around DVDs either. It's all ready to go wherever they are.
If I'm if I've registered for the course, can I bookmark various places where I stop and come back exactly to that point?
Absolutely. In fact, it automatically keeps track of your progress, and our display on the screen, the menu screen, is intuitive. It gives you the date when you finished each segment. It gives you a check mark when you finished each segment and returns you back to that menu, and then you can intuitively go right to where you were before. And if you skip ahead, you are allowed to do that. You can skip anywhere you want in it, but anytime you complete a segment, it gives you a check mark and a date.
Typically, how long does it take to complete this?
You know, this is probably an expanded version of what we used to do in two-day ground schools. People don't really get it done in 2 days. 3 or 4 days is a good amount of time if you spent full time on it. And the biggest issue is if you go off to a hotel room, in a meeting room, people will work full time on it. But in general, in real life, it's going to take about a week because people won't work full time on it. They'll do it in evenings and weekends and things of that sort.
What if you know half the stuff and can pass the interim tests or can otherwise qualify? Do you still have to sit through the whole course?
No, it serves up questions. You can test yourself on each subject material, each subject area, see how you're doing. And if you are doing well, then you can just skip areas. Now, you're not going to get a graduation certificate unless you visited each area.
I see.
But if you've visited each area of the course and can pass the questions successfully and taken a look at a little bit of the video in each area, you can get a graduation certificate.
What does it cost to take the course?
The course is $279, which is the same as the cost. if you bought the DVD course or the CD-ROM course.
Now, earlier you mentioned that you're going to branch out into, I assume, the instrument and the commercial, eventually the ATP?
Oh, yeah. Those are all going to be online, the instrument first, and then probably the order would be the commercial and then the flight instructor and then the ATP.
I see.
We're going to put every course we have online eventually.
And the our flight test courses, the check ride courses, will also be going online.
And the, you know, a great advantage of this is someone buys a course, they can go back into it a year or 2 years later, and it's completely up to date. We are continually changing the courses, bringing them up to date.
The FAA, I guess, does change the questions from time to time.
All the time.
In a most irritating way.
they don't make them any clearer and simpler. It's our job to make them clear and simple. It's the FAA's job to confuse, and they do this all the time, and they are continually changing. One of the things we have right now is the FAA is now withholding questions from the public. And so all the questions aren't on the FAA's database anymore. And we find out about them from feedback from our customers. And as soon as we find out that the FAA's asking something that wasn't covered, we change it immediately.
And what's the point of withholding the questions?
Their feeling is people can memorize all of these questions.
What they're doing is they're making available what they consider to be representative questions from each subject area. But what constitutes a representative question is sometimes open to issue. But, for instance, on a weight and balance question, they'll make a couple of them available, but not all of the varieties of exactly how they might ask it, and certainly not all the numbers, specific numbers that you might see on the test.
Well, you know, one of my objections to this is that it takes it out of the... We found that when the questions had public scrutiny, the quality of the questions improved. And when they don't have anybody looking over their shoulder, the questions can get more and more obscure and more nitpicky and less substantial. And so I think that's the direction they're going. And I'm not happy to see it at all, because I think why would you want somebody to know a subject material and keep it secret from them?
Makes sense. Last question. Have you noticed a strong trend towards wanting these kinds of courses online?
We offer courses online for professional pilots, things like RVSM, minimum navigation performance specs, for things for people who are flying corporate jets and flying internationally. And we have found that one of the reasons we're online with these courses now is we were so surprised at the response. You know, sometimes in business, you get a pleasant surprise. People tell you things you didn't realize was going to happen. And these courses have been much more successful than we thought we were going to be, and we're following up on what people have been telling us.
John, Martha, thanks very much for talking with us, and we'll see you at the booth.
Thanks a lot,
thanks
Paul.
A lot,
see you
Paul.
There.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for listening. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb, direct from Oshkosh.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.